How many roads must a man walk down?
Five.
Before he shot. It's five. I've been telling people for years. They don't want to listen.
Yeah, Bob Dylan's just like, it's eight, everyone. It's eight.
It's always been eight.
Bob, you're wrong.
This will be my fourth hour of improv today. I'm excited.
Really?
Yeah, I started classes at Upright Citizens Brigade today.
Sweet.
It was really cool. I wish you guys could have all been there with me. But yeah, it was awesome. I'm excited about it.
Tover's going to start blowing us away. He's going to be too good for us soon.
I'll try. I don't know about that, but we'll certainly try.
Oh, Tover on SNL now. Cool. Ready for Chip Knuckles?
Yeah.
We got 40 viewers that are dying to hear you. They don't all show up at once. It usually takes a couple weeks, but mark my words, all 40 of them will hear this podcast.
That is two really good jokes in a row.
But we're on fire.
Fire.
Those two jokes were funny.
Topher, I don't need your condescension.
He's got authority now. He has the Upright Citizens Brigade to back him up on this assertion.
That's right. I have all of my one class. I am now the authority. Yeah. I am now the authority. Did you guys like that, how I did the grammar there?
Hey, welcome to Chip Knuckles. I'm Mike Devine. I'm your host. We are the only show on the internet that can divide our audience count by a factor of three and come out with a negative number.
What?
Hey, Mike, when was the last time you did, like, actual math?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't do math. That's why I'm a web
developer.
Two
divided by four, negative five.
Yeah.
Done.
Sounds about wrong.
You know, I used to only be able to count to 24, and then I started working in TV, and I have to count to 30, and it's like, what?
Whoa. What?
That's more than the eye can process. Why would you ever need more than 24?
Was that a frames per second joke?
Yes.
Wait till you move to gaming and have to count to 60.
Oh, I can't do it.
Thank you. That's three good jokes. Three good jokes, folks.
We're on a roll,
guys. Those three jokes were funny.
Shut up. God.
You want to double check that math, Topher?
Yeah, funny divided by four is negative shit. Shut up.
I can count to 10. One,
no, you can't.
Two,
you know you
shit,
can't.
Four.
That sound you just heard was not our live studio band, although that would be sweet. We are doing this show on Google Hangouts. Google Hangouts has a little collection here of built-in sound effects, so you may hear a couple like...
So I'm just imagining like someone like in their car listening to this, and that happens, and then they just go, ah! And just like, just veer off into another lane. And then meanwhile this is happening, they're listening to us be like, what would this be funny if this happened? Meanwhile, they're like, no, it's not.
And then we play this horrifying sound. Because the audience is laughing at you as you burn to death.
Who's PR for this show? They should get Laura Hall to guest star, whoever PR is.
I think that is that.
Is
Mike?
Laura Hall a PR person, or who is
no,
Laura Hall?
She's the piano.
She's the piano.
She is the piano.
She's the piano.
She's the piano.
Whoa!
She's like the lamest private eye. Like, dude, I think that's the piano over there. Is she high strung? No, she's made of 80 keys.
Whoa!
Don't get her out of tune.
Wow! So, yeah, we have a couple sound effects. We might bust them out here. We do have a special sound effect we have reserved for a very specific purpose, and it's called New Choice. So every time you might hear that particular sound, you got to go ahead and you got a new choice what you just said. So, Ed, what color shirt you're wearing there?
It's gray. It's made of cheetah skin. Well, see, shirts are for losers. I haven't worn a shirt in 3 years.
Yeah, so there you go. Now Ed is naked from the waist up.
Woohoo!
Wow. The dead air is truly the fifth guest star on
really?
The show all the time.
Wow, we have four other guest stars.
Let's not kid ourselves. It is
now
the
we've got
character.
Amy Poehler, Laura Hall, Kim
Don't
Jong-un,
forget me.
Gandhi.
Kermit, who let you back in the door?
Nobody.
So I just finished editing the episode where we had one of the first ones we did. I learned something today, and I found it. I found a new Ben Sounds tune for it, where it sounds like really uplifting and motivational. and then at the end of the, I learned something. Kermit cuts in, and he's like, "I learned that the world is a terrible place, and it's filled with nothing but sick psycho sycophants who have nothing better to do than harass a puppeted frog."
Oh my god!
To this like uplifting, cheery music.
Perfect.
Sick psycho sycophants?
Sick
That's
psycho
amazing.
Sycophants.
I love alliteration. What can they say, mate?
You what, man?
That's SPS. That's not alliteration.
Oh, I got a ding dong.
Yay! All right, let's go ahead. On that note, let's go ahead. We're going to meet our players here tonight. First up, we have got Topher Froelich, a.k.a. Conan. Topher is suffering from split personality syndrome. He is half Kermit the Frog and half Miss Piggy. Conan, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
And I'm doing pretty swell as well. And I am not.
Oh, that's a shame. Why aren't you doing good, Miss Piggy?
I have weight problem issues.
Classic.
I don't feel great about myself.
Melissa McCarthy, is that you?
Oh.
Yep.
God.
Next up, we've got Ed Foose, a.k.a. Ed Foose.
Hello.
Oh, well. Ed is a game developer whose game just shipped to poor reviews. Ed, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You know, I don't care what people think, really. I really don't. No. It's okay. I don't, you know, it's like, oh, well, it's just, the graphics are bad. Well, what could you do? Oh, nothing. Oh, it doesn't matter, because you can just say whatever the fuck you want to. You little, just get on the computer, just be like, and say like, oh, you're the authority now. Yeah, you're the authority. Yeah, you don't even know nothing. But you're just like, oh, just make it better. You make it better. Oh, wait, no, you can't. You're worthless. But I'm doing good otherwise. I'm doing just peachy.
Fantastic.
Because life's wonderful.
And last but not least, we've got Matt Weiss, a.k.a. Stromba. Matt is a professional game reviewer who just reviewed Ed's game, which stars Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy. Matt, how are you doing tonight?
Well, not good. I gotta tell you, I've been severely disappointed recently. I feel let down. And I also just can't stop shitting on a keyboard.
Okay. Well...
And I think my irritable bowel syndrome is what might be causing me to view these games poorly. But also just that game had a very terrible Miss Piggy impression. Just awful.
Just the worst!
Just the worst.
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
No!
Please stop. I'm the fourth loop in the noose now.
But you know, at least someone did something, you know, instead of just complaining. At least someone, like, made something, you know. Like, just saying.
What you call that?
I mean, I'm more accomplished than you. Where, I mean, you're just living in your parents' basement, and I'm, you know, just an indie game developer. And, you know, I made more money off of my games than you've ever made off of your games. So, I mean, can we really compare here? Apples and oranges?
No, we can't.
One's citrus. Yes, one's fiber.
What? Okay. Whatever. One is made of fibers, one is made of citrus.
That's four good jokes!
Just keep going.
Well, we reached our quota. Time to call it a night.
All right.
Those four jokes?
Pack it up.
They were funny.
Union rules say we have to quit now.
Yeah, the quota was divided by four. It's in the negatives now.
Okay, we're going to go ahead. We're going to do our first game tonight. We're going to do some expert challenge. Let's play the spurt chow.
Yay!
Yay!
So, expert challenge.
Yay!
Ah! Expert challenge is a game for all of us. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to run this game where our panel of experts, Topher, Ed, and Matt, are going to be debating a very specific topic that I'm going to give them from our friend the Random Noun Generator, our best buddy in the whole wide world, who gives us all of our great suggestions, the Random Noun Generator. The Random Noun Generator is going to give us a suggestion for a topic that all of our panel of experts are going to become experts on. And that topic is Kenya. Kenya.
Oh, Jesus.
Kenya is your topic. So these three are going to become experts, and they are going to take turns discussing the topic that they are experts on. At any point, if the current speaker says something that the other panel of experts don't like, they can chime in and say, challenge, and I will call on them, and they will make their cases for as to why they are the superior expert. And if I agree, they will be the expert, and if not, they will sit down. Yeah. And so whoever's left metaphorically standing at the end of 3 minutes is our winner. Conan's going to start as our expert on Kenya. Players, this is the game of Expert Challenge. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Begin.
So Kenya is currently a country on the continent of Africa. And in Kenya, we can find a wide variety of wildlife currently living on what we call the savanna. We have animals such as giraffes, African elephants, African wild dogs, gazelle, cheetahs, lions. The interesting thing about lions, of course, is that male lions, typically in a pride, do less of the hunting than the female lions, who typically hunt down the prey, which can include gazelle, zebras, All of these things serve as the primary diet to large cats, predators of the savannah in Kenya, typically. And lions are typically day hunters.
Challenge?
Yes, Matt.
Kenya was founded by white dudes like tea.
Yeah, tell us more about the white dudes liking tea.
Okay, so you see, they focused on imperialism here. And what happened is two white guys who really like tea from a place called Great Britain went down to separate all of the land chunks in Africa. And they ended up in one, and the one guy was not of very high intelligence, and he sat there trying to think. He plucked the flag in the ground, and the one guy goes, "I bet you can't even name this Kenya." And the guy just looked at him and winked. And from then on out, we have the great, great nation of Kenya. As our previous expert was saying, there are many animals there.
Challenge.
But yes, also,
and, both of you are wrong. There are no animals in Kenya. It's completely barren. No animals.
I want to hear you back that up with some facts, so get on up here. Back that up. 2 minutes left.
This one time I went to Kenya and there were no animals there. There were none. There were some people there, which I guess are technically animals.
Challenge.
But, you know.
Yes, Conan.
I think the problem here was that the current expert speaking simply went there and, you know, animals will run from human presences unannounced.
I disagree. Animals flock to Ed.
Yeah, because animals love me.
Yes, Matt.
It's true. There were no animals. There were none. Nuns. Kenya's full of nuns.
All right, let's hear about Kenya's nun problem.
All right. So after the people decided what Kenya was going to be about, it turns out that a group of nuns walked in there, just kind of claimed it as their own, and started building monasteries everywhere and nunneries. And that's where they can focus
Challenge.
In the sweltering
yes,
heat.
Nunnery creameries make the best cream nuns.
All right, I want to hear about nun cream nuns.
So sometimes, you know, your coffee's really strong. You put some cream in there, but cream isn't great. You need some nun cream. Which is just holy cream, which, you know, you go off into, you know, the church, a synagogue, not a synagogue.
Challenge!
Yes, Conan.
He can't keep his religion straight.
No, he can't! Tell us about proper religions.
Challenge.
Okay, so in...
Challenge.
Yes, Ed.
So nuns go into the mosque, and they're like, yo.
All right, actually, I want to hear what happens when nuns walk into a mosque. Go ahead.
Nuns walk into a mosque, and they're like, hey, we have some cream. And the Islamic nuns are like, that's cool. Cream's cool. Let's share the cream. And they just, you know, just get along together with the cream.
Challenge?
Yes, Matt.
All religions are straight. No one shares cream in any religion.
I agree. You know?
So none of the nuns actually shared any of their cream with anyone, because if they did that, it would be considered one of the 14 sins. Everyone forgets about the other four. Thou shalt not intrude upon one's home. Thou shalt not sell cars below a certain price threshold,
Challenge.
Given that the Kelley
yes,
Blue Book value.
You can very much sell cars above the price, because that's what Jesus did. Jesus was like, yo, all these other laws, they're not important. Just stick to the basics, yo.
Yeah, Jesus
challenge.
Was a used car dealer.
Challenge.
I didn't even, hang on, I did not address the prior challenges. Ed wins that challenge, then Matt challenges. What?
So Jesus sold a bunch of cars, and he became the best car dealership in all of Jerusalem. And so everyone was just rolling around in their Jesus mobiles, and Jesus was like, cool. And all of a sudden, he got a calling, like, hey, you should become a man of the cloth. He's like, yeah, I guess you're right, Dad. And so then he, you know, got a bunch of disciples and, you know, walked around the area
Challenge.
For
yes.
years.
So a bunch of women once walked up to Jesus and said, hey, how much can we help with this religion? And Jesus looked at them, shook his head, and just said, none, and then walked away. And they just smiled coyly.
All right, yeah, I want to hear more about the origins of nuns. 10 seconds left.
So actually, the man who created the Batman theme was a secret nun.
Challenge.
Because
no.
So nuns used to wear all black robes, but then one day they were working on the cream and they splashed some on their foreheads. So that's how you got the white stripe. So it's affiliated with the cream we were talking about earlier.
Great, I want to hear more about nun apparel. 5 seconds left.
So, you know, and then also later...
Challenge.
The,
yes.
History.
Can you believe these car deals?
No, I can't, Bob. I sure can't. Get up here. 5 seconds left.
Wait, there was just 5 seconds.
Challenge.
Listen, we already established I can't math.
Matt doesn't know what time is. He shouldn't be allowed to win.
I agree. Ed wins.
Challenge.
Yay!
I love how, Matt, you took some creative license between how many sins there are and how many commandments there are. Either that or you're bad at math, because 7 plus 4 is not 14.
I know.
Nope. Okay, let's move on to our next game. Our next game is a game called It'd Be Funnier If.
Yay.
Yahoo!
Joy.
You just divulges to screaming at some point. So get ready for that.
It's a game where everything goes wrong.
I like this game.
It's okay to have one game where things just devolve into madness, I think.
Just one?
I mean, you know, just to kind of mix it up.
It'd be more madness if... No. It'd be more fun... I was really thrown off by getting new choices.
Not only were you thrown off, but your voice spazzed. It was like...
Yeah, your connection kind of
does not compute.
Like your AI form broke down for a second there. You were caught in a loop. Okay, so it'd be funnier if it's a game for Matt and Conan. Matt and Conan are going to be playing this game. This is a scene game. They are going to be performing a scene based on a suggestion we get from the random noun generator. And at any one time during that scene, I may call the scene to a grinding halt with this. And I will tell them, it'd be funnier if Conan's hand were made of... And then...
It's always these weird bodily transformations. I love it.
And then Ed says... Nothing. Ed says nothing. So Ed, so Conan's arm is gone. So I will say, it'd be funnier if Conan were inside of a...
Person.
And then he's inside of a person for the rest of that scene. So that is how the funnier if works. Let's get our suggestion for our scene from the random noun generator here. Parade. Parade is a suggestion for the scene. Players of the game of it'd be funnier if your suggestion is parade. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
3 minutes on the clock. Begin.
Oh, God. The St. Patrick's Day parade is a disaster. The four-leaf clover's on fire. All the leprechauns are rampaging the local stores. Sheriff, what should we do?
Well, oh, man, I was hoping not to have to put up with any problems like this year. You know, honestly, I really think if we just sit in the office quietly, I think it's silence that restores order and balance to the universe. You're familiar with my philosophy.
And a leprechaun, he just threw a trash can through your window.
I mean...
It'd be funnier if the leprechaun threw a trash can through his...
Dreams.
Your dreams are now garbage. I mean, you're a sheriff, so your dreams may have always been garbage, but how?
Oh, it's very insulting of you. I mean, you're coming up for a promotion soon. There's no precedent for insulting me. I mean,
even I'm confused as to where Parade Planner goes during his career.
I just had a trash can hurled through my dreams.
I don't even know how.
It's very upsetting.
I'd be if Strumber were gearing for a promotion from Parade Planner to...
Asparagus Farmer.
Everyone's pee is gonna smell funny.
All right, listen.
Everywhere I turn is problems.
Listen. Let's go inside the tea shop. You're very upset. I just feel like you need to calm down a little, buddy.
I'm so glad you connected your office to a tea shop. It's such a smart idea.
I thought
idea.
It would be wise. Yeah, I think so too.
Dragon herbal tea.
Let me just pull the secret book in my shelf, and we'll be right inside the tea shop.
I'm a quarter Irish.
It'd be funnier if the tea shop only sold
rubber nipples.
Oh man, the tea shop is only selling rubber nipples today.
I'm a quarter Irish, and I know there's a high chance the Irishmen are only born with one nipple, but you don't have to be so insulting. I mean, right now, my house is on fire from the parade. My wife is dead. My kids hate me. They moved to Japan.
It'd be funnier if his wife was...
an insect.
My wife is bugging me. Respect me as a person. It'd be funnier if, like, every suggestion either is, like, great or just a scene stopper. Just like, hey, here's a hard... dick into your like face of like
that's 6 out of 7 funny jokes.
Oh man, your hit miss ratio is off
and
now.
One unfunny joke.
Well, seven jokes, 6 funny ones.
How does that make you feel, Matt?
6 funny ones, 8 jokes, 7 funny. Woo!
Now you're at 8 jokes, 6 funny.
I say we reset the clock, reset the shot clock.
All right, man.
Do we have a sound effect for that?
That is a clock.
I'm satisfied.
Me too.
All right, so Matt's made no jokes.
Cricket 1, Matt 0.
Cricket, what is this, Britain? One funny joke.
That was funny.
And reset. So, time to move on to ending games. We're going to close things out, and we've got an exciting new game to try out. I thought long and hard to come up with a name that wouldn't piss people off.
Oh, no.
I feel like I failed, but we'll see. This is the least offensive one I can come up with. And when I explain it, you'll understand why it's difficult to come up with a name for it. I call it Sex Trade. The basic synopsis is, each of you is a newly hired... Shut up. So, Sex Trade. Each of you is going to become a newly hired sex shop worker, where you're going to be trying to convince a customer to purchase a fine dildo or other sex toy. But the catch is that you were previously employed inside of a different industry. And this is far from your comfort zone in terms of going from that prior industry to your current industry. And I'm going to...
This is a very in-depth introduction.
I'm going to assign you What's going to happen is I'm going to assign you guys your previous profession, the previous field you worked on, and then you're going to try and sell me that a sex plaything using the parlance of your former occupation. So, and this is inspired by a game last week where I just could not keep my shit together to the point where we decided this has to be an entire game. So,
no, to the point where you decided that. We just,
I decided okay. that. By we, I mean I. As I always do.
You decided that, and now we have a game called Sex Trade.
Yay! So, I'm gonna assign you guys your former professions. We're all gonna take a former profession. We're gonna go in order, and we're gonna do me, Conan, Ed, and Matt is gonna be the order for this this fine ending game. Okay, so I am a used car salesman turned sex shop worker. Conan, you are a dentist turned sex shop worker. Matt, you are a telemarketer turned sex shop worker. And Strumba, you are a...
Oh, I'm two.
What? Yeah, Matt and Strumba are here.
Is Ed the telemarketer?
Ed's a telemarketer.
Okay.
I don't know why Ed and Matt are hard for me to separate in my brain. They shouldn't be, but they are.
Yeah, they don't even like each other, I find.
They both have M's.
Yeah, they both have the same amount of letters, the same letters in them. You know, that's clearly similar.
I confuse them all the time.
Okay, words. So Matt is Matt is a doctor. Okay, I'll start off and I'll give you a practice example. So I am a used car salesman turned sex shop worker. So I may say something along the lines of, this one stops on a dime. Mm-hmm. Or this one gets 40 miles to the gallon. Or this one's a hybrid. All right, so I'm going to go first. Used car salesman turned sex shop worker. Here we go. This one fits 5 comfortably.
I can give you Novocaine before you use it, if you would prefer.
This one will mine a number database to find you and single you out.
Sure.
Nurse!
This one's a convertible.
Open your mouth really wide.
I'm going to have to refer you to a specialist to use this.
This one here's got all-wheel drive.
Oh my, someone's developed cavities.
Oh.
This one will disturb you during dinner.
Yeah, you could shove an apple up there and keep me away, but do you really want to?
We got a 10,000 thrust 2-year warranty on this one.
You need to start flossing.
So that was Chim Nuggles. brought to you tonight by Ham Fisted Ham. It's the only ham that's been fisted.
Yep.
We are on chipnuggles.com is our website. We are on all of the social networks, Facebook, the Tumblr, the Twitter, the YouTubes, the SoundCloud, Instagram, despite the
Half-Life 2, Sandboxing, I don't know.
We're on Half-Life 3, confirmed.
We're in Grand Theft Auto 5, you go to the jukebox in the one building.
Yeah, we're there. Only if you get the season pass, though, the Knuckles pass. Mm.
I don't want to get the Knuckles pass anywhere I go. Ever.
You always want the Nux pass.
No, I don't.
You always want to pass your Nux.
Where else are you going to pass your Nux?
Nowhere.
Nowhere, that's where. So you can subscribe to us on the iTunes, on the Google Play Music, on the podcast, Catcherino FM dot Stitch, all those things. All those apps. If you got an app that for pods and we can do it and we're cashing it, you betcha. Bensound.com does our music. You don't know. He's not aware of said working collaboration, but he's one of our most trusted
friends. Mike, can you say your famous catchphrase of that, but in your Jewish voice, please? Ben Sound does our sound, but just in your Jewish voice, please.
I could, I guess. Ben Sound, he does our music. You don't know it, but he does. He does it. That's what he does.
Thank you. I'm gonna have a good night now.
I'm here all night, try the veal. But be careful, they don't have sneeze guards at the buffet. So, until next time, take care of your chimps. Don't forget to lube your knuckles and have a good time.
Don't forget to lube your chimps and chimp your knuckles.
Remember, chimp your knuckles and knuckle your chimps. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Kermit.
Good night.
Good night.
Whoa, whoa.